As the results roll in from Super Tuesday's elections, what about US citizens living overseas? As it happens, there'll be quite a lot of US citizens crowding into polling stations across Australia this weekend. But encouraging voter turnout is no easy task, as only a fraction of the nation's citizens living overseas choose to participate in the electoral process. The Wire's Grace Applin and Aidan Moller spoke with Kent Getzinger, Chair of Democrats Abroad Australia, about the importance of voting in the 2020 election.
The Democrats Abroad organization operates globally in over 44 country chapters established around the world with members about 200 countries. As for U.S. citizens who identify as Democrat living around the world, we advocate for the interest of U.S. citizens overseas. And largely throughout that history, that's been mainly like voting rights. Democrats Abroad has been critical in some voting rights acts that have passed over the past few decades. That also is other issues that are important to Americans who see, see the citizens overseas or what's going on in the U.S. Mainly that can be the double taxation, but it also obviously on a lot of our minds are the like gun control, health care is a big issue as well. And obviously climate change actually is probably the biggest issue amongst members right now.
What is the importance of Super Tuesday for Democrats in the 2020 election?
This is a day when about over 30% of the delegates for the Democratic National Convention, which we held later in July, this is the day in which most of those are going to be apportioned. So therefore, there's so many states voting today, and it's a really obviously high-stakes election going up against Trump. So this election day is going to determine sort of a huge swath of those delegates as well. And especially this year, California, which was usually later in this cycle, has now been moved to Super Tuesday as well. So it's a really big day to see how many delegates the candidates get today.
Is there any difference in the voting patterns of U.S. citizens at home versus abroad based on the popularity of these Democratic policies?
We don't endorse any candidates per se. I mean, obviously, the Democrats Abroad organization really care about some policies that I, you know, would say are progressive. You know, in the last, I've mentioned the obviously the taxation is a unique issue that affects American overseas. But in the past year, actually, sorry, the past 2 years at our global conventions, there have been some of these policies, and speaking just of the policies themselves, sort of about sort of the just the issues without regard to the candidates. For example, the Democrats Abroad endorsed a campaign for the Equal Rights Amendment, that is to make women equal to men under the Constitution, which actually is not the case now. But we also passed, you know, an endorsement of big policy proposals like Medicare for All and the Green New Deal. So like the members do care about those interests as well. Whether that affects voting patterns, I mean, we'll see on the day. And what we really want is really all of the U.S. citizens to, you know, come out and vote on our global presidential primary happening in Australia on the 7th of March, this Saturday.
Voter turnout is a huge issue for you, and that's what I guess you're promoting through these conventions. Are you seeing voter turnout increasing with each convention, or what's the general consensus there?
So basically, what we go by is really membership. And so far this year, we're seeing, comparative to where we were 4 years ago, the comparative election cycle in 2016, we've actually seen double the membership. So we're just trying to get our name out and just let us people know that, one, we exist and that voters can vote in this overseas primary, which basically you have the choice, voters have the choice, citizens do, whether to vote in the Democrats Abroad global presidential primary or vote in their home state, but not both. So you have the choice to vote in either or.
And in the U.S., Bernie Sanders' policy proposals concerning healthcare, for instance, are viewed as quite radical. Do U.S. citizens in Australia view his proposals in the same way?
The big thing is what we want is to know that, you know, U.S. citizens can vote in this election. You know, obviously, healthcare is a big issue amongst our members, and where people stand specifically on that. I mean, obviously, the members here in Australia, it's there is a Medicare system here, are aware of that. But in regards to, you know, that it is a big concern amongst our members. It has been sort of statistically in what we've surveyed. Yeah.
In Australia, voting is compulsory. Have you seen that influence U.S. citizens abroad? Have you seen that influence their voting habits?
It's a really good question, because I'm looking at some stats of 4 years ago, of the 2016 cycle. There's estimates of about 3 million people were eligible all around the world to vote, and only 7% of them actually did. And that's one of the big, you know, voting is not compulsory in the U.S., and that's one of the reasons that Democrats Abroad, you know, advocates for people to vote. Non-compulsory voting is really a big hurdle, and, you know, we look to the states and we see all this, you know, gerrymandering, voter suppression, which has gone on, you know, for decades, for centuries in the U.S., still is a massive issue that affects turnout. And when we know that when, you know, more voters turn out to vote, whether back in the U.S. or globally, you know, Democrats usually fare a lot better.
How important is the overseas vote to the Democratic Party primary race?
Yeah, it's actually was critical in the very close races in 2018 that did determine some that were sort of down to the wire. So the biggest thing we want is for all U.S. citizens to vote in our global primary on the Saturday the 7th in eight locations in seven cities across Australia. That'll be on the website democratsabroad.org/AU. Their events are listed there at the bottom. And to all the Australians who are listening, if you know a U.S. citizen at work, a friend, or random U.S. citizen you know, please tell them about us and please tell them to vote.
That's Kent Getzinger speaking to the Wise, Grace Applin and Aidan Moller.